John Caters is a Swanhill Shire councillor who lives at Robinvale.
Robinvale had its ups and downs because Robinvale was a thriving little township because of the dry fruit industry that was in Robinvale because of the returned soldier settlements that, of course, that was opened up here. And, of course, there were Italians here before us from the 20s and 30s. They grew tobacco out Happy Valley, southwest of Robinvale. There was a horticulture of tomatoes, vegetables and all that sort of thing, which we were taking to the Victoria market. And, of course, after that, we started putting permanent plantings with dry fruit and wine groves. And after a certain time, that in the middle of the 70s, the dry fruit seems to disintegrate because of the cheap imports that were coming from Turkey, Greece, and whatever have you. So our local co-op, which was the receiver point of all the dry fruit that was grown here in Robinvale, collapsed, closed down, 200-odd jobs were lost. Decentralisation was talked about then, but it went the wrong way. So Robinvale lost a lot of economic benefit that was coming out of government coffers, if I can put it that way. And our hospital virtually closed down most of its services, that would have to go to Mildura. And after a while, the Italian and Greek community that we had, and they were in the dry fruit business, invented the table grape industry virtually themselves here. And of course, the new technology came in, had to, what we call, blow up the grapes, expand their sizes. Instead of just turn them into sultanas, you turn them into Thompson seedless, which is very sought after grapes. Of course, new varieties came from America and that. And our people here virtually invented the how we can hold grapes on the vines a lot longer now with the plastic covers we have here and the new trellising, V-trellis and slope trellis and all this sort of thing. And of course, we've got huge cool rooms here. If the markets, international markets or local markets, aren't very strong, we can hold the grapes for a long time. So the industry virtually picked up again, and it's a multi-million dollar industry in Romvale and, of course, across the river into Euston.
So they had to reinvent themselves.
They did, and with all due respects to the people of Romvale, they invented themselves. They had no help from the horticultural government agencies or anybody else.
How important is that crossing to the people of Robinvale and Euston, would you say?
Very important. We could not do without it. It's essential, like between the two towns. Robinvale produce, they go to Sydney and Brisbane, especially with the grapes. It used to be a two-way bridge, of course. And once the big truck started, it was wasn't very wide. There wasn't much room each side because some people in cars and caravan used to, you know, would go across it and got a truck on the other side. I think they panicked mostly because I remember Charlie Neal one day, like, he was coming across in the truck and his car and caravan were coming, and they were right over and had about this, you know, could 3 feet on one side, and he couldn't get past with the truck and they couldn't get past. So he got out of the truck and told him, now, just come and have a look and see what room you've got and get over, which they did. There wasn't much room with two trucks passing. You'd have to pull your side mirrors in to get past.
When we first came here, there was no lights. It was two had to get across that bridge, and sometimes it was trucks. I used to be fairly nervous then, and it was quite easy to take your mirrors off and things like that if you got too close to the edge. But quite a few people lost their mirrors.
Some of the people of my age living in Euston now who still drive but wouldn't drive over the bridge, especially at night, they would not drive over the bridge. They felt too nervous to do so.
At the moment, there's lights on the bridge. You've got two lights and it takes you 4 or 5 minutes for the change. One single lane. It's, and you're stopping there for 10 minutes. It costs truckies money. The environment gets hammered with the emissions of gases from trucks and all that sort of thing. And then you have emergency vehicles such as police, ambulances and so on that have to wait there, or you can get congestion. They can't go past. If you had an emergency run, you've got to go to an operating theatre in Mildura and you've got to go through the bridge, you're in trouble.
What about accidents on the bridge? Do you recall any accidents?
Yeah, there has been accidents on the bridge, but I think it was mostly because of people that were drunk, young people that were going too fast. And of course, you had the frost, that we do get severe frost up here during the winter, like you saw this morning, and it can get very slippery.
Sadly, one man who lived in Euston was coming over to work over here, riding his motorbike, and his motorbike wheel caught in the rail tracks, and he was thrown against the steel section of the bridge and killed instantly. it was probably around 1970, because I think the rail tracks were still on the bridge after they had taken the rails up